And so good morning, everyone. Welcome to Living Beyond Limits. You all know I'm Reverend Jennifer Speer. I'm so glad that you are here this morning to share your morning with us and with each other. And for those of you who are joining us online, welcome to our service at Living Beyond Limits. And so let's start the service by reading our mission statement that's on the front of the bulletin. It says, "We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world." So that's what we're doing here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are actually creating a sanctuary, this place where it is safe for us to be vulnerable and to discover our own spirit, to discover that, yes, indeed, that one infinite presence that is none other than life itself, the presence of spirit, that dwells within us. Not only does it dwell within us, but it is our own divine nature, our own spiritual essence. Because what happens is, as we walk this path, as we come to things like this service and give ourselves the space to discover that within us, then we are not such victims to the world. Because when the world is not, say, being peaceful or being loving, we aren't as reliant on that coming from out there, because we know we can stop and find that peace and that love within ourselves. And as we're able to do that, we are able to bring that into this hungry and thirsty world that is asking for unity and oneness and kindness and compassion and love and peace. So as we wake up to our own divine nature, the presence of spirit within us, we actually become a beneficial presence everywhere we go. Because not only are our actions and our words different, but our consciousness is different. And because we are connected with everyone and everything, part of this oneness of life, we affect the whole, because we have grown, because we have unfolded, because we are bringing that presence into this world. And so I thank each and every single one of you for saying yes to the call of your own spirit, to answering yes to walking this path, and for being a beneficial presence in this world. Thank you for that. And so on platform with me this morning is our practitioner, Barbara Conant. She's going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. And as we know, Margaret Owens is here with us today. She's going to lead us in the prayer chant, "I Open Up." The words will be up here on the wall. You can sing along or just take the words in, but I invite you just to kind of begin to settle into yourself, and that song will lead us into that evocation. So I invite you to begin to just kind of turn within and allowing yourself to become more present in your own body, to feel the stillness within you, and to just slow down and to just be here.
I move my thoughts within to a place of infinite peace and perfect stillness. This sacred space brings a feeling of love and peace into my mind and heart. I know myself to be a point of awareness in the divine ocean of life. And from this point of knowing, I recognize there is only one creative life force, which is the eternal expression of love and peace. Infinite life is ever present and living right now as all people everywhere. It expresses its love through us, surrounds us as it moves through our mind as thoughts of peace, and our hearts as inclusive love. I know all people to be the radiant expressions of light and the life of God. And as we begin this year, we bring our light more fully into the everyday activities of life. I bless Living Beyond Limits and our time together as we celebrate our connection with Spirit and each other. I bless Margaret. I bless Reverend Jennifer and the love she shares with us through her inspiring talk. I bless all people everywhere, and so it is. Good morning, everyone. The reading today is from 365 Science of Mind by Ernest Holmes. I believe there is one spirit in which everyone lives, moves, and has their being. In this spirit, I am one with all people. I recognize this spirit as individualized in everyone. Therefore, I am learning to see every person I meet in the light of this divine and changeless truth. There is one spirit throughout humanity. With this spirit in everyone, I hold communion. In a hand clasp, I feel Spirit's warmth. In the exchange of thought, I feel the presence and activity of the divine mind. In the blessing of friendship, I sense its love. I am not separated from anyone, but united with all, and one with the eternal light itself. As I go among people, I know that the presence of Spirit within me, which I recognize, blesses everyone I meet, tends to heal everyone I touch, brings gladness into the life of everyone I contact. Therefore, I am a blessing to myself, to humankind, and to every day in which I live. And so it is.
Well, as you all know, last Monday was celebration of Martin Luther King's birth, and he was one of the most influential people of the 20th century. He relentlessly stood for and fought for equality and human rights and racial justice. He also demonstrated peace in the face of violence. He demonstrated resiliency and courage. He was an incredible example of what it looks like to stand for and to stand in your highest vision. To stand in that highest vision for this world and for humanity. He was an exemplification of what it is to hear that call of spirit within and the call of his own spirit to live from that high vision, this vision that spirit holds for this world and for humanity. And then he let that be the thing that led his choices and his actions and his decisions. And so the guiding principles of Centers for Spiritual Living and the Global Heart Vision are both in alignment with those principles that Martin Luther King Jr. stood for. We stand for equality and human rights and justice. And we aren't alone in that. In fact, I think that in this country, there is a growing number of people who are very concerned about and standing up for equality and for human rights. In fact, I read something this week that I wanted to share with you that I thought was amusing and kind of surprising. It says that M&M, you know, the candy, M&M's newest packaging, which presents its female characters, it has those little M&M's that are girls, upside down on the package. It's designed to illustrate women flipping antiquated gender roles and changing the world. Quote, we're using the power of fun to create purposeful connections as we work to create a world where everyone feels they belong, said executive Gabrielle Wesley. A portion of profits will go to organizations that are, quote, uplifting and empowering women. It's not just us who believe that equality and justice and equal rights and inclusion are right and the right thing to stand for. I think it's a growing consensus in this country, which is such a good thing in my mind and heart. And so at Centers for Spiritual Living, we also stand for inclusion and care, for compassion and oneness and love. Those are the things we stand for and we stand on in this organization. And so next week actually also begins the season for nonviolence, which is something that is celebrated and focused on during this time of year by our organization. The season for nonviolence began as a spiritual movement to attain peace through nonviolent actions, as was demonstrated by Martin Luther King, by Mahatma Gandhi, and Cesar Chavez, Nelson Mandela, and the Dalai Lama. And so Center for Spiritual Living's vision and heartfelt desire is that we live in unity, that we all live in unity with everyone, that we all live in unity as one human family, that we live in unity where all are equal, where all are cared about, where everyone has a sense of belonging, where love is experienced and expressed, and where peace prevails. That's what we stand on. And I know that every single one of us in this room, we want to have peace in this world, and we want to have peace in our own lives. We want to live in unity with each other, and we want to be able to work together, all of us together, toward those goals that serve humanity, toward those goals that create a world that works for everyone, toward that goal of a world where everyone thrives. We want to live as one human family. And so one of the ways that we create that world is through living from the perspective of oneness, living through the perspective of the oneness of humanity. And what is required to live in that perspective of the oneness of humanity is to see through the eyes of our spirit rather than through the eyes of our ego. Because our ego alone will never motivate us to live from oneness. Our ego, without the perspective of our spirit, we only view life through that ego perspective. And you probably know this. Our ego's job is to keep us alive. And that means what the ego does then is it often is motivated by fear. Fear of not having enough, fear of not being safe, fear of someone harming us, whether that is physically harming, emotionally harming, or even harming our self-concept. And in turn, when we see through that ego's perspective, we live our lives on guard. We live our lives judging other people, and then we see other people as a threat and oftentimes as the enemy. Do you see anybody like that in the world? Like maybe politicians, you kind of view them like that? And as a result, then, we don't live in unity. As a result, instead, we see through the eyes of otherness, that they are other and outside of our circle. And when the world is crazy, and when the world is chaotic, it's really easy to let that fear take over. When inflation is out of control, or when politicians are divided and refuse to work together, or when we are experiencing a global pandemic for the third year, it's easy to let your fear take over. It's easy to see through those eyes of otherness and to keep people outside. But Martin Luther King said, the ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Where we stand in times of challenge and controversy measures us. Like Martin Luther King, we are also called to stand in our spirit and to stand in spirit. We are called to come from that high vision, even when it's not easy. Ernest Holmes, the founder of this philosophy, said, it is better to light one candle than it is to curse the darkness. The darkness in our life is dissolved when we light the candle of understanding, of forgiveness, and of love. Darkness has no power over light, but light does have power over darkness. Hate has no power over love, but love dissipates hate. Fear cannot destroy faith, but faith can annihilate fear. I have shared this with you before, but I'm going to share it with you again because I think it is so powerful. It is by Clarissa Pinkola Estes. She says, in any dark time, there is a tendency to veer toward fainting over how much is wrong or unmended in the world. Do not focus on that. There is a tendency, too, to fall into being weakened by dwelling on what is outside your reach, by what cannot yet be. Do not focus there. That is spending the wind without raising your sails. We are needed now. That is all we can know. Ours is not the task of fixing the entire world all at once, but of stretching out to mend the part of the world that is within your reach. Any small, calm thing that one soul can do to help another soul, to assist some portion of this poor, suffering world, will help immensely. It is not given to us to know which acts or by whom will cause the critical mass to tip toward an enduring good. What is needed for dramatic change is an accumulation of acts, adding to, adding more, continuing. We know that it does not take everyone on earth to bring justice and peace, but only a small determined group who will not give up during the first, second, or 100th gale. One of the most calming and powerful actions you can take to intervene in a stormy world is to stand up and show your soul. In my uttermost bones, I know something, as do you. It is that there can be no despair when you remember why you came to earth and who you serve and who sent you here. The good words we say and the good deeds we do are not ours. They are the words and the deeds of the one who brought us here. In that spirit, I hope you will write this on your wall. When a great ship is in harbor and moored, it is safe. There can be no doubt. But that is not what great ships were built for. And so the title of my talk today is Show Your Soul. To stand up and show your soul. And I'm talking about that you create peace and equality when you come from oneness. You create peace and equality when you stand up and show your soul, rather than living primarily or only from your ego. That means things like knowing and coming from that knowing of your inseparability with the allness and the fullness of spirit. It means knowing your inseparability with that one that is the all good, all power, all intelligence, and that presence fills your life. It is to know that imbues everything and everyone. It is to know that you cannot go anywhere where that spirit does not go with you. That it is surrounding you and living itself through you all of the time. Because when you know that, then you know you're safe. When you know that you are in that presence and that it is in you, then you know that you're safe and your ego doesn't have to fight against and push away and find enemies out there, because you're already safe to be the presence of love. You're already safe to be inclusive, to be compassionate and caring. It also means living in that awareness that we are each one thread in that fabric of this one human family. And that each and every single one of us is valuable. That each and every single one of us are brothers and sisters with each other. No one more valuable or important than anyone else. And as brothers and sisters, we are meant to care about each other. And we are meant to care for each other. It is to recognize that in reality, the essence that I am, and the essence that you are, and the essence that that person out there are all one and the same. That's living from oneness. Creating peace and equality comes from showing up and showing your soul. Through remembering who you are. It comes from living from your spirit. And so Carl Jung said, your vision will become clear only when you can look into your own heart. It's your heart that guides you. And so there is an insert that has a kind of a blank insert with a couple of statements on it that I invite you to take out. And if you have a pen, to take your pen out. If you need a pen, can you raise your hand? Margaret needs a pen. Jan, do you know where the other pens are? And so I invite you to close your eyes for a moment and to just let your body become settled and peaceful. And to become aware of that quiet and still place that resides at the center of your being. The place of your soul. This place of silence within you, this stillness, is within yet beyond your body. Here, deep within you, there is a place of absolute silence and perfect stillness. As you bring your full attention to this place of stillness, let the outside world just begin to kind of fade into the background. And allow your awareness to just be fully immersed in this silence for a moment. In this space of silence, You move beyond your rational mind and into the intuitive knowing of your soul. Here you are fed by the light of your own spiritual essence. Here you experience the place where there is no separation between you and the divine. All seeming boundaries dissolve. There is only one. One life, one love, one energy, one being. And it is the very nature and essence of the infinite. And you are one and the same in it. So as we rest in this place within, we recognize the truth of oneness. That we are each and every single one of us a part of this whole. A part of this one. Emanations of the beauty and the glory and the wonder of that divine presence. Here, connected to each other, connected to that divine presence, and all part of the whole. And so I invite you to ask that place of wisdom, that place of your own soul. How would I live my life differently? Or how would life be different if I lived in the constant awareness of oneness? How would life be different? How would I be different if I lived in a constant awareness of oneness? How would I feel? What would I do? How would I act? I invite you to go ahead and take a moment to write something down. And then to go ahead and close your eyes again. Turning within and asking that knowingness within you. How would my life be different if I stood up and showed my soul? How would my life be different if I stood up and showed my soul? And so I'd like to share a story with you. The story of a young divinity student who was stricken with polio. And from somewhere deep within him came an unlikely voice calling him to, of all things, dance. So with great difficulty, he quit divinity school, and he began to dance. And slowly and miraculously, he not only regained use of his legs, but he went on to become one of the fathers of modern dance. This is the story of Ted Shawn. And it is compelling for us to realize that studying God did not heal him. Embodying God did. The fact of Ted Shawn's miracle shows us that dance, in all its forms, is theology lived. This leads us to the inescapable act of living out what is kept in, to daring to breathe in what we know and feel and believe again and again. We are called to live God, not to talk about God, not to conceptualize God. We are being called to live God. We are being called to embody God, to know and to see and to feel and to sense that infinite one within us, and to allow that to guide us and lead us in our choices and in our actions, in our decisions, in what we do. Allow it to guide us and lead us so that we create heaven on earth. We are being called to give way to the divine by creating room inside of our hearts and our minds for that to happen, so that that presence can come into this world in a way that blesses. We do that, it shows up as kindness and compassion and love and brotherhood and equality, regardless of who they are, regardless of race or ethnicity or gender or sexual orientation or financial status or religion or political affiliation. So my invitation to you this week is to live from the awareness of the oneness of all, and to live from that awareness of your oneness with all. The invitation is to stand up and show your soul. And so blessings to every single one of you in this room on this path. And so before I begin this spiritual mind treatment, I have some very sad news to share with you, that our beloved Yvonne McLaughlin passed away yesterday. She had a heart attack and died. I know. Yeah. She has been such a gift to this community and to each and every single one of us, and will leave a big hole in our hearts. And a hole here. And I want to just begin by expressing my incredible gratitude to her and for her and her love and her care and her generosity and her willingness to show up and be there for the kids. And she's been an incredible gift to all of us, and we will miss her tremendously. And so in light of that, I invite you to join me in a prayer. And so I really recognize that is all there is God. Everywhere present. In this world, everywhere we see, beyond this world. For God is the one infinite creator of all things. It is the one presence that expresses itself as all of life. And that it is expressing itself as the life of Yvonne right now. That nothing has actually happened to her spirit, to her soul, except that she's stepped into a realm of greater freedom. And I know that she takes with her all that she has gained and learned in this lifetime. And I know that right now she is surrounded and enveloped in that light of the divine, that she is in the love and the care and the keeping of that presence, that all is well with the soul of Yvonne. And I also know that she takes with her a huge pat on the back for a life well lived, for a job really done well. For she has been a gift to us and a gift to her husband and a gift to her family, to her students, to all the people that she's come in contact with for what a kind and loving and generous heart. And though we will miss her much, I know that she is perfectly fine and that she is well and free and whole and boundless. And say also, just speak this word in general, knowing that we too live our lives in this divine presence, that it goes with us and before us into everything we do, that today it reveals itself through our hearts and through our minds as kindness and compassion, as love and care, and that we take that love and that care for Yvonne and still share it with her, but we also shine that out into the world elsewhere where we have not shared it before. And so I know that Spirit unfolds its gifts in our life, gifts of peace, of abundance, of joy, wisdom, goodness, all that we could desire. For we are here as personifications of that one, never, never separate from it, but always in it, and it is in us. And so, of course, I speak this word also for this entire world, knowing that this is the truth for every single person, every politician, every religious leader, every decision maker, every person that is making a decision of any sort. They are led by the wisdom of the divine, the truth of oneness, the oneness of humanity, and our oneness with Spirit. And so I release this prayer into that creative law, knowing that it is absolutely unfolding itself now. And we just rest in that. And so I invite you to join me in saying, and so it is.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that shines its light as me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that brought me here thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been here 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we know there's days to sing God's praise. Then when we first begun, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that shines its light. as me I was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
Thank you. I invite you, if this feels comfortable to you, to give someone a hug that you're sitting near. Beautiful, Margaret. Thank you.
Shocking.
Oh my God. I know it.
And yet, exactly the way I want to go.
No kidding. Sorry, I have been. Yeah, so allow yourself to be supported by this family, by the love and the care of this family. You know, Margaret came up here and gave us a hug, and she said, you know, it's so shocking. It is so shocking. I think I told you she had a heart attack. Did I say that? So shocking. And Margaret says, and at the same time, that's the way I want to go. No kidding. Barbara said, we call that a good death. Is that what we said? Good karma death.
Good karma.
Boy, that's the way we all want to go, you know? Whew! At home, fast like that. I know. Let me tell you that, too. So if you don't know, Larry Cosgrove's memorial service was yesterday, and it was fabulous. This man lived such a full life and did so many things and was so wonderful. And one of the stories that was told is his daughter came the last night right before he died and was with him. And when she left, she said, I'm going to leave Dad. And she bent over and said, I love you. And the last words out of his lips were love before he died. He said love after she said that. So we have been blessed by those people in our lives. Yeah. All right, Barbara's going to lead us in an affirmation.
So if you would join me, I live in the awareness of my oneness with the infinite. I act from my awareness of my connection with all. Today, I stand up and show my soul.
I don't really have any invitations to speak of today, except the bathrooms were supposed to be completed. Now they're telling us the first week of February, so we're waiting. Also, I'm so glad that you all came back this week. You know, last week, I guess rain was pouring out of these things right here. You can see the big bubbles. And so it was too dangerous to be in the room. There is a work order in to repair the roof. I talked with Tony, the manager of this park. He has no idea when it will happen. So we may be kicked out again if it's ever pouring really hard again on a Sunday. And we're actually looking for an alternative spot to meet in case that happens. So we have something in our back pocket, just to let you know that. We invite you to follow us on Facebook and to check in on Meetup. We now have everybody shopping on Amazon Smile, which they are stopping the second week of February. Yeah, they've been doing it for years, and so they give to whoever's organization. They said what they feel is that it's not making a big enough impact anywhere. So instead of doing that, they're going to put the monies together, and they're going to use it to support homelessness. I think it was a thing about homelessness, to put all that towards one project where they can make a difference. So we are grateful for what we have received, and I'm grateful for your shopping on Amazon. You could do it for a few more weeks before it's over. Yes, Pat. I invite you to repeat after me. The love and light of Spirit are within me now.
The love and light of Spirit are within me now.
I own it and I share it.
I own it and I share it.
And I am it.
And I am it.
I am a beneficial presence.
I am a beneficial presence.
And so it is.
And so it is.